The Reverend Henry Nouwen died this weekend at the age of 64. Nouwen was a Roman Catholic priest and the pastor of L'Arche Daybreak, an ecumenical community in Toronto that provides homes to people with developmental disabilities. Of compassion, Nouwen once wrote, "It is a downward movement toward solidarity instead of an upward movement toward popularity." He was convinced and inspired by the downward mobility of the Christian gospel. Henry Nouwen was also an educator. He taught at Notre Dame, Harvard, and Yale, and a prolific writer on topics of prayer, spirituality, death and dying, and the tension between the contemplative life and the life of action. Robert Jonas was a friend of Nouwen's. We asked him for a remembrance.
Beginning in the 1960s, Henry's bishop essentially gave him permission to make the world his parish. He received training in psychology at the Menninger Institute, and throughout his ministry integrated the insights of Western psychology and Christian spirituality. In the early 1980s, when I met Henry, his classes at Harvard on spirituality were wildly popular and always oversubscribed. When his talks were announced to the public here in Cambridge, no matter how big the room, there would be standing room only. Once, when no more people could be pressed into the lecture hall, he asked all those who lived close by to go home, to give up their seats to those who had traveled from distances. He then announced that he would repeat the same lecture the following evening for those who had had to leave. Henry was a brilliant theologian, but he was always restless in academia, being, I think, more grounded in his heart than in his head. He was always more at home living out of the heart of God rather than merely talking about it. So I and many of my friends were not surprised when in 1986 he joined a worldwide network of communities for handicapped people called L'Arche. Henry loved the L'Arche vision, where handicapped people are not merely set aside and taken care of by professionals, but rather where able-bodied people, spiritually motivated people, actually live with the handicapped in community. I can share one personal story about the quality of Henry Nouwen's friendship and his characteristic compassion. We had been friends since his days at Harvard when I was finishing a doctorate in psychology. In the next 10 years, I visited him at his L'Arche communities, and then a few years ago, accompanied him as a guest musician for some lectures and retreats. 4 years ago, my wife and I lost a daughter, Rebecca, who was born prematurely and then died in our arms 4 hours later. Henry was out of the country at the time, but he called often in the days after our daughter's death. Then he canceled some important engagements and finally flew to our home to be with us in our sorrow. He enlarged and deepened our grieving by grieving with us and by assuring us of God's presence, even in that terrible pain. Then he encouraged me to tell Rebecca's story from a father's perspective, and with his support, I did write that story, and Henry is an intimate part of it. Hundreds, perhaps thousands of people all around the world, from Poland to Peru, from Canada to the Ukraine, could tell similar stories of Henry's inspiring and healing presence. In the fall of last year, when Henry lived with us during the first 3 months of his sabbatical, he wrote the last book to be published during his lifetime. It has just been released and is titled, Can You Drink the Cup? It is a beautiful last book, very simply written, as was his style, telling all of us something of which he was absolutely convinced, right up to and through the moment of his death. Jesus' story is our story. God's intimate and unconditional love is for everyone. Henry Nouwen wanted everyone to know that each person, no matter how broken, handicapped, or unimportant in the world's eyes, is the beloved of God.
Robert Jonas is a psychologist and spiritual director in Watertown, Massachusetts. He came to us by way of member station WBUR in Boston. His book about his daughter's death is titled Rebecca, A Father's Journey from Grief to Gratitude. Henry Nouwen died this weekend in Hilversum, the Netherlands, following a heart attack. He will be buried Saturday at Richmond Hill, Ontario.